Good evening. January 14th, 2015, CLSB meeting for KPFT, Houston. Roll call. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Adriana Castaneda.
Here.
Maria Elena Castellanos.
Castellanos here.
Phil Collins.
Present.
Doc Doherty. Alamalan Aprim.
He sent an email?
Doc sent an email.
Okay, well, I'll deal with that shortly after roll call.
Joseph K.
Here.
Jim Krafka.
Here.
Hank Lamb requested an excused absence. Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Robert Martin.
Present.
Colleen O'Brien.
Present.
Susie Moreno.
Present.
Darrell Robbins. Debs?
Has anyone noted a request for excused absence from Ms. Robbins? Note the time.
It is 1929.
I can only say I had a conversation with her. She
said she has to work. Well, she comes to one meeting.
The fact of the matter is that generally she sends a request by email.
Yeah.
And if we don't note one, the secretary is instructed to mark her absent if we don't have an email by the time of close of the meeting. Okay.
Okay. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Nancy Sayabara Naratomi. Not present. Jessica Apollinar.
Here.
Tony Cox.
Yes, sir.
Benicia Patel.
Here.
Liana Lopez.
Same thing. Has anyone received any notification or request from Ms. Lopez for an absence?
She sent an email.
So noted. She's excused.
Joseph Davis, I am present. George Ryder.
So for the record,
17 present, we have made quorum.
Thank you.
Pardon me, Richard. I wasn't noticed about this meeting either, and somehow got excluded from our email list for the first time after 4 years. I've got two emails, one for Gmail and one for Yahoo, and still didn't know about this meeting. It took another member who isn't even a member anymore. So I would like to at least ask for the people who aren't here that haven't asked for an excused absence, in other words, maybe they don't really know there's a meeting going on, just like I didn't. So if you could just kind of keep that in mind or enter that into the record as far as, you know, when we go back, if there's anything else, pardon me. That's acceptable to the board.
Mr. Chair.
Hearing any objections?
No.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
We, in the last 2 years, every of the team members know that the first, the second Wednesday of the month is the LSD regular meeting.
I object. This is not an argument about the meeting itself. I showed up every Wednesday like I was supposed to, and found out that the meeting hadn't happened because there wasn't enough people noticed. So my objection to her objection is that we're not arguing about this. I would just like to enter into the record that some people may not know. Because just like I did my diligence for, you know,
So noted.
I would just like to note the point that Jessica is making. I know because I saw on Richard's phone that Hank Lamb sent an email to the LSC at KPFT. I did not get that email.
I haven't gotten it either.
And so there is a problem with the LSC at KPFT. It has to be looked into.
And I notified somebody about my problem 2 months ago.
Chair, want to reclaim the chair. Chair would like to reclaim the chair. Or we would ask the governance committee to create some better system of notification. And if we can get past one of the items, the which is on the agenda, I believe that the governance committee has been working on for 6 months, maybe we can get to that second concern that you have about notifications. But, Madam Chair, of our governance committee, Sandra and a consternation. Let the record reflect member Nancy Sarabanatomi is present. Now we wait on Alon.
Alon gave me a call just before the meeting, sending me about that call. That's my name.
Madam Chair, do you have business before the body?
Yes. What I want, I think that for the sake of time, and I think that we should postpone. We have the we need to decide is Mr. Kim Kasha still being a member or not of this body. Everybody knows that I think that he's not, but I believe that what he's asking is for the approval of me. And I think that it made the whole body more comfortable if we discuss this issue, not only with the audience that are the official audience, but with the minutes in our hands. For that reason, I make a motion to postpone that decision till we have the minutes.
Most motion to postpone. Do I hear a second? Hearing a second. Are there any questions?
Point of information, is it just until the minutes are approved?
Okay. Any objections?
Point of information, are those minutes being approved today?
Those minutes are not available to be approved today. We do have some minutes to be available to approve today, and we need to approve all minutes so we can send them up to the AG. So we are going to be in the business of approving minutes in the next few weeks, ladies and gentlemen, because we have a deadline of, correct me if I'm wrong, PNB members, you should be a little more familiar with that date than I, but it's February 17th was the extension date, was it? Oh, I got it right. Okay, so that means before the next meeting, and that likely may be called a special meeting, so that you, the PNB, the local station board, will approve and submit records from 2010 to 2015. That is what the request from the AG is to this chair. Station management have a whole lot of other issues to deal with. Only thing we have to deal with is presenting minutes for the year of 2010 through today. All right, having said that and clear, we're in a motion now. We have a motion before us, so let's focus on the motion. I've heard some questions, I've heard some point of information, but do I hear an objection moving forward? Do I hear an objection? Are you prepared to vote?
A question.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't understand the answer to George's question. We do have the roll call for the months concerning...
That is not the question before us. The question before us is germane to the motion. You have an objection to the motion, ma'am? Or would you allow the motion to go forward, to be voted on?
If the roll call, at least the roll call is somewhere... I think we should do our duty.
I'm going to have to rule you out of order, and I am going to move the motion forward. Those of you, prepare to vote, please. The motion before you is to postpone the item number...
C,
you're right, to make it when the minutes are approved, the item will be taken up. That's the motion. Those in favor of the motion, will you...
Point of information, through what time? The minutes to what?
The minutes... Well, I'll be clear about that. The minutes to reflect the question of eligibility would be September and August.
Okay.
Okay, so once we approve those minutes, which we should have in our hands in the next several days and no later than the next meeting, as I indicated, this is the motion before you.
I think it would be appropriate through November.
Well, I mean,
November has no germane.
It actually does, because Kate Lamb asked for that it be marked as excused. I think in the November minutes.
The chair.
You say you made a motion.
I don't recall. Well, if you can produce, when we look at the minutes, that's why we're going to, see, that's, I'll include the November minutes for the sake of argument. We'll include the November minutes, but how can you exclude October and September and, for that sake, the other interim months that's in between that, because no one asked for an excused absence at that point. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a motion before us, and the member is asking to amend your motion, I believe. Member, would you be clear on how you want to amend the motion?
I just want to say through the November minutes, since you have to do them anyway.
Yeah. Would you accept it?
No.
Okay.
My notes are very clear. They refer exactly.
There's no second to this.
Yeah, there's no second yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have a motion before you, and we have an amendment that's been not accepted.
Can you please restate? I may as well just let it die down on that lack of second. I'm not going to argue here.
Okay, now that means we can get to the vote. Those in favor of the motion that is before you, raise your hands.
Can you rephrase which motion? Postpone the crack issue.
Okay.
Leave 11, I didn't count you. I didn't see which.
In the middle of the vote, a member asked to restate the motion, which I find is inappropriate but fair. And to the member, the motion is to postpone item 1C until minutes are approved for August and September. Now, again, those in favor of the motion, please raise your hands.
I also count 12.
Well, I counted 13, so how is that possible? Let's try it again. Those in favor of the motion, raise your hands. Well, I don't have you stand now. You're right, Mr. Chair. How many do you count?
First of all, I want to be clear that if you read the motion, I don't understand what you're voting on.
Well, the vote says that we can't keep on reading the motion because the motion's been read four times now. And so I don't know how to expedite a meeting.
Point of information.
No, ma'am, I'm going to expedite this motion. I've had enough point of information. Now, the question before us, the motion before us, ma'am, you must pay attention. Ma'am.
I'm paying attention, okay. Sir. I need a copy of the chair's initial proposed agenda.
You need a copy,
yes,
of the agenda? Okay.
Thank you. I have
to... Item 1C, you got that? To be postponed until minutes for August and September are approved.
August and September.
Now, those in favor, I'm going to continue to stand. I can see better that way, Mr.
Right,
Secretary. And you're not voting. You have a right to vote. You're throwing me off there, I think. Those in favor of the motion, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. 12. We're stuck on 12. Okay.
I got 13.
He got 13 this time. Okay. Those who oppose, please raise your hand. Motion carries.
Who opposed?
Well, Well, it seems like some real southern voting going on here, voting twice and three times.
Mr. Chair, will the chair please recognize the arrival of at least two additional members of the board?
Yes, ma'am. Would you call them out by name?
Nancy Saibara, Naritomi, and Joseph Kay.
Okay. We did acknowledge Nancy Saibara and Naritomi. However, Mr. Joseph Kay was recorded as present, was he not?
He was, right.
Okay. Here we go. Approval of the agenda. Do I hear it? Yes, sir.
Point of order. We never actually approved the absences which requested an excuse.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
Would you read the names of those who they
We only have two excuse has requested, officially requested excused absences. That would be Liana Lopez and Hank Lamb, according to my
I move that they be granted an excused absence.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
The motion has been seconded. Do I hear any objections? Hearing none.
Aren't there more people absent?
Yes, but we don't have an official request.
Oh, I have an official request.
Okay.
Yes. There are two members that are not here, and they missed a lot of meetings and one missed all meetings at one. I think we can.
Yeah, Lopez was too.
Well, I'll have to rule your fault out of order. We have no process by which we're removing folks for excused absences.
I move that we do not excuse these members.
Well, we're dealing with that in governance. Let us get to them. Now, I have an announcement to make, and I believe this is an official announcement, even though I have not verified it with my own apparatus, but with the former chair's admission. His apparatus don't get emails that timely as well, but Mr. Crocker, and any of you who have access to your LSB email trail, showed me a resignation from Doc Doherty, which indicates that Doc has resigned, which indicates that with his absence, is Mr. Mike Lewis in the room?
He resigned at the last meeting.
Is Mr. Mike Lewis in the room?
He's not.
Which means that Mr. Mike Lewis has been notified by all available means. The chair will take the liberty to say that if you add Dr. Doherty, you add Melinda Ollidon, and in the absence of Mr. Mike Lewis, we now have three vacancies on the board. Three vacancies. Yes, sir. By all means, and bring no, sir.
Not for everybody.
Okay, correct me, too. I may be getting ahead of Nancy's plan here. I'm sorry. But anyway,
Melinda,
right. So because of Doc, that makes it two. Okay. Let's deal with that because we need to inform the public that there are openings on the board. Go ahead, Doc.
I was going to say we need to put something up on the website.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We will. We won't try to deal with that today. Okay? That's at our next meeting. Okay. Okay. And I'd like to take some liberty. So for the streamlined process, that we would ask three members from this body who are already members, so you won't be in that number two, to be a committee, a candidates committee, that would allow for a clearinghouse instead of having people send emails to the LSB trail only. As we say, we're having problems with the LSB trail. I want these three individuals, and I don't want you to jump out of your seats right now, and I want to get confused about who want to serve, but you can raise your hands right now because you'll be charged with this election committee process. Inside, meaning that nominations will come from members of the board as well as members of the KPFT family. And we will be charged to vote on the electoral. Yes, sir.
Will their applications or whatever you want to call
column. We sent out everybody on the list.
We need to develop, this is why a committee needs to be formed. We need to develop a policy because I don't recall this having to be done.
If you don't send it to everybody, somebody will fall aside and then somebody will complain that there's conspiracy against them and stuff like that. You pretty much have to come to everybody.
Okay, Member Allen. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Colleen.
Colleen, will you accept?
I accept.
All right. Do I recognize Marino?
Well, I just got a question. I was wondering if there were any other members that had run for the board that were waiting.
Well, that's a fair question. That's a great question.
Because that's
we have expended the list. There were 20 odd some people who ran, and everybody who didn't get elected and who kept their membership dues current have served on the board now or turned it down, and Mike Lewis is the last listener member on that list. So this is why we are where we are. Now, the former chair and I, and most of you have been around more than 2 or 3 years, no, we wouldn't be in this shape if we had had an election. So having said that, we are in this shape. So we are finding our way. And the best way to do it is to have two other members, great women, great men like Colleen, to get this thing in order. And I'm just, I see all the hands and I'm blinded by your enthusiasm to want to serve. I'm blinded.
I see three, two more hands.
I'll work with Colleen.
Okay. Okay, I have Colleen, I have Phoenicia, and I have Jim.
No, Robert
Hart. Oh, well, Robert might be busy. Aren't you running for the PNB as well? So now y'all gotta be stacking y'all responsibilities.
I'll be happy to work with Colleen.
Okay. So we've got our two super women, man. There you go.
Nancy and Colleen.
Nancy, Venetia, and Colleen. Thank you very much. And I will work with you very closely. And we'll reach out to Robert and whomever else could help us put together some sense in this process. And maybe the next boards will be able to use it.
You and Colleen and
no, no. It's our vice chair, Nancy, and Colleen.
Okay. And may I add?
But we'll work with them.
Yeah,
she's
right.
May I add that we also need to make a PSA for
Absolutely. That's part of your charge, okay?
That's what you do.
As well as emails and as the PNB member there say that you've got to be consistent in who you, if you create a packet, you've got to be consistent in how the candidates, potential candidates will be able to access those packages, okay? Those packets. All right. So, thank you for that. Now, I'm still here asking for the approval of this agenda. And then we can get to the LSB election.
I will point out a correction. Item 1G.
Okay.
This is the annual delegates meeting.
It sure is, not a special, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, but y'all special, though. I always want to make you special.
Inclusive?
Uh-huh.
I think that we are at the time that we announced that we'd be the annual delegate meeting to the town of St. Paris. But what I think that we should do, the governor, is 10 to 8. It's almost. The governance committee, and I think that that would be a good idea.
I think that's the focus.
For this appropriate, if we really, we have, a motion that was approved unanimously from the governance committee to clarify the excuse absences that the PCLC asked the governance committee to do. We did it, and since July, August, we cannot reach that issue. And I think that what we did, the governance committee did, will solve a bunch of problems that we are having here.
So what the chair is saying is that if we could expedite the governance committee's motion, it will facilitate some of this excused absences business. Now, if you really want to take care of it, because we've really created quagmire, with this concept of willy-nilly excuses, just excusing folks 12 months out of the year. And that's not good governance. So if I hear objections, then I stand down. But she's asking that we move the item from its position, which would be 7D, to, Madam, would 2A be sufficient? Would 2A be sufficient? Okay. Do I hear any objections? Hearing none, with the exception of Mr. Marks' correction on the annual delegates meeting, are there any other corrections that the members would want before I ask and plead for an approval of this agenda? Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, I would ask that one, the minute approval be moved up right after
June
approval.
1F?
Right.
Okay.
We don't have a meeting.
Well, we do. We actually have November 2014 minutes, which are very important to...
You also have the minutes for the special delegates meeting.
We have the minutes for the special delegates meeting, which we sent back. So we have an opportunity to move some minutes, and we need all of these for the AG's report. So let's do it. One, well, hold on. Let me dispense this, please. Mr. Ozell, you said you wanted to move item
1F
to... To what?
After agenda approval.
One D one. Okay. Guess we'll call it 1D1.
Okay.
All right. Yes. I hear no objections. Moving forward, may I now have the approval of the agenda? Can I get a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am. Recognizing.
Regarding consent item. States here, none submitted thus far, but I did want to submit one with regard to forming a committee to prepare us a town hall meeting. There are two town hall meetings per year according to the charter of KPFT, and I simply would like to add that as a consent item, if I may, under the item.
Mr. Chair,
yes, sir.
Consent items are only items unanimously approved by committees to come forward to this board as a consent item.
Well,
otherwise,
certainly,
it's just new business.
Well, certainly, Mr. Mark is in order with that declaration, and Madam, I'm not able to address that.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
My understanding is that it only takes five members of the board to bring a consent item to the attention of the full board, not a unanimous full 24-member decision.
Is there a second?
No.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I want to point out that the Pacifica bylaws have that, like in a specific issue that the LSB should be. I think that we should implement it. We don't need to discuss it when we do it. We should implement it. It's part, let me go and check, but it's part of the duties of the LSB.
I don't think, madam, I don't believe there's any, there's no argument to the veracity of the suggestion or the motion that the lady has made. I think at this point, though, the argument before Mr. Mark is that it is not appropriate to have it and for her to bring that forth at this point.
That's what I'm saying. If it's something that is in the bylaw, we don't need to discuss it.
We really don't have to approve it. We can. The chair would just work with the committees to set those two items.
Oh, it's just simply to invite expansion of the committee. That's all. Oh.
We can get that done, in other words. We don't have to go through this process. That's already approved, in other words. Now, I want to make sure I've got Apollinar and I've got Erzel, but I want to make sure we're on point now, what's before us. Go ahead.
Yes, there are the two town hall meetings that we need to have. We just need to get together as a committee, whether it be outreach or development or whatever. We just need to find a venue, set the date, invite the community. So that's given. And because we don't need to discuss it here because if there's no argument. We just need to go forward with committee as well as what Adriana said.
We just need to find a date, a venue, and send out the invitations. So basically, all we have to do. So that doesn't need to be taken care of here. Can you do that through those two other committees?
Thank you. Mr. Azrael, just a moment. Just a moment.
I know this is swampy ground I'm going off into, but logically, the reason what Mr. Mark said is true about consent items is that consent items come out of committees and they've been discussed and been agreed by everybody in that committee. Mm-hmm. And they come only that way to us as consent items. And if one person says no, then they're both back to the committee. It's a function of committees. It's not just somebody deciding they want to do something that wants to happen.
It's a management technique to expedite. Sarah now told me.
Yes, so in the absence of the outreach committee being non-functional right now, and they were last given the duty of planning the town hall meetings, and the last town hall meeting has been 2 years ago, and from the LSB, from the outreach committee. So the CAB did make one last year, but that's not the LSB duty. It's LSB is required. So I volunteered to help, and I suggest Marielena be in charge of putting this together and presenting to the board.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
We're still approving the agenda, correct?
I am trying to, but we've gone on a tangent here.
This is all out of order. We should be.
Mr. Crawford, do you have a point to make? Okay, let's get back on track. And the minutes at the approval of the agenda before you see the agenda. We made some corrections. Can I get a motion?
Yes, sir.
Move to the agenda.
One thing that is usually done at this meeting every year is the delegation of conveners of committees. You may not want to go through all of that tonight, but sometime before we adjourn, you may want to designate a convener of a committee to plan a town hall meeting.
I'll be glad to do
that. And get people to volunteer, and that way we can move that along.
At least the most significant committees. So then, moving the agenda, are there any objections to approving the agenda? As amended. Hearing none, agenda's approved. Now let's go to the agenda. I understand we have moved D1, which is the, what, are we up against 8 o'clock?
No.
Yes.
No. We're within
ain't no need of going there then. So when we get back, we're at D1, which is
Minutes approval.
Yes. And we want the 2 minutes prepared. I mean, we want the two separate. You've been passed the November minutes. They are before you. Mr. Board gave them to you. Mr. Ryder, have you passed out those minutes?
No, I have not got them printed. They were sent to everybody.
Okay, well, if they were sent electronically, I'm just going to have you read them. And if we can get them through, we're going to get them through. But at this point, we're going to the most important part of the meeting, which is to hear from our members. And how many do we have on the speaker's stack from the audience? Would you raise your hands if you intend to speak today? Any of you who intend to speak, would you raise your hands? Again, don't blind me. Don't blind me. So many of you are moving your hands. I only have one. I'm amazed. Two. I feel like a auctioneer here. Two? Can I get three? Ma, won't you say something this time, okay? All right. Then we're going to start with Mr. Bill Crozier, and then, okay, I tell you what. Why don't we'll start with Bob.
Okay. Well, I might prepare something next month, but there's a particular aspect of the prison show that I'm very unhappy with, and I think it reflects an inability of leadership, which was not approached in my pleas to the program director.
Can you come up here so we can
hear you?
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, you can talk loud if you don't want to.
I'm talking loud. I'm usually accused of talking too loud.
Well, this is a different group here.
The issue is the mail. I mean, to me, that's a symptom. And I've had it said to me three times that the mail is just not that important. And I think it's, in fact, in light of the fact that 10 people died this morning on a TDCJ bus.
Yes, and that's tragic.
And I am corresponding with a man who was in a bus accident and several years ago when he got a surgery on the 19th of December. He's got four broken vertebrae. He's had multiple surgeries. The correspondence that I deal with, there's a host of matters that can and should be discussed on the prison show. I think that effectively the voice of the prisoners themselves have been silenced from the show because somebody is going on what they interpret or imagine as somebody else's ideas of the importance of the mail, and that's as far as I ever seem to be able to get, is up against a brick wall. And then I have other people coming in to defend them against my twice attempted efforts at putting my concerns in writing. I get attacked for it. So it's been decided that I'm not to be a part of that whole process anymore. And that's fine. I can continue to correspond with the people that I've chosen to correspond with, which is quite a few more almost than I can handle. And more come in every day to me through friends and friends in prison. So I just think this is worthy of consideration, maybe in a larger aspect, and maybe y'all could think about it if you choose to, and share your thoughts with me, or just make some considerations in that regard. But the mail, I might just say, when you're all aware that one producer and host has been effectively fired, that producer and host made a big deal out of getting mail and soliciting mail. The other producer does not. And lots of mail used to come in, but I was concerned about how that mail was being handled. And indeed, I think the evidence is there based on the number of repeat letters that that never come from inmates who have written to show that their letters were not being responded to. I think that a postcard at a minimum or something in writing, more than just acknowledging them on the air, was not being done. It was being done sometimes. It's something that's important. They're locked up. They have no voice. We have a prison show. It's a lifeline to them. And I think it's an embarrassment to the show, really. And that's the reason I got involved. And I got involved in a slightly in a surreptitious manner, I suppose, some could argue. But no one has ever complained about that. And I'm offering that out of my own honesty. No one has ever objected to what I've been doing. And I think it's been known that I've been doing this for about a year and a half. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Bob. I let the record reflect that member Alon Alon appearing has arrived and present. Next, we have Mr. Bill Crozier.
Hey, everybody. I'm brief because I know there's a lot to talk about tonight. Last number of times in the last few months, I was talking about Pacifica finances, and yes, there's still a real problem. I won't talk about that now. If we want to talk to you later, that's fine. But there is one thing you can do about it. It's really easy. We have a fund drive starts tomorrow, right? And we need volunteers. That's one of the real easy things you can do as a board member or anybody. Any of you can help with fund drive. You know, we need people to answer phones. We need people to ask their friends to make donations. Of course, donate yourself. And it's, you know, there's lots of slots where they need people. And so if you want to do that, you can go to the website, kpk.org, and you can sign up or email Lydia, or Casey, or Robin tomorrow. And tell them you know, they can tell you when they need plate people, and you can figure out what works in your schedule. Second thing, outreach. MLK weekend is this weekend. We have a reservation to be in the parade. And also, we're going to be at the festival on Saturday, and I think Duane has organized some people for that, right? So if you want to help with that on Saturday, it's at McGregor Park, south of the University of Houston. Talk to Duane. I talked to Robin last week, and she's in Litter Swamp. I've been trying to find out if we have updated flyers to pass out. And I talked to Akua Holt yesterday and today. She's going to try to, she said she'd talk to Robin today and see if we can get some people out. So assuming we get the flyers updated, we're going to need people at the parade also to pass them out. And I'm still not clear if we're going to have a flood. I've offered my trailer several times and to set up the sound system, but if we don't have enough people, we'll probably not do that and just concentrate on carrying some banners and passing out flyers. Because one of the things we really want to do is connect people with individual programs that they might be interested in. So please consider doing that. I'm going to log you on for Monday. If you're not working the pledge tables then, come out to the parade and hope to see you. I'm hoping you come out Saturday for the festival in the Curly Park.
I have a question for you. On the float, looking at the board members, what would you need when you say we'll do it or not do it? What people you need to do what?
Well, one of the things we need is somebody to edit the artwork on the little quarter-page flyer that we've used several times. Every year we need to edit it because there's some programs that need to be updated. The idea would be to have a full program schedule updated. There's not time to do that now.
Graphic art schedule.
But the little quarter-page flyer, and I need to get back with Akua. Said you would talk to Robson, but I haven't heard back from us.
Okay, I've got vice chair going to take on.
Excellent. Okay, talk to me after the meeting or public.
Okay, the next item.
Okay.
After
and
the flyer.
We just need more people to pass out stuff, because if you're going to have the float, you're going to have one or two people on the float, preferably somebody to play music, and Akua's going to ask Robert Muhammad, but I don't know if she got him yet. And then somebody else can provide some pre-recorded music. A driver would usually be. You need at least, and then that's extra. And then wherever we do, we need people to carry at least one banner. Okay. Maybe by four people, we carry two banners.
Okay.
And then we need people to pass out flyers.
Teresa? Okay, great. Teresa?
We can use 10 people if we can get that.
Up to 10? Okay. And you want them staged at what time?
Well, you can use your ring when we set up the, in case it's mom at the front camera, just try to get your dog.
Well, if you can do it.
Be like a backup?
It's on Saturday.
Yes.
No, it's Monday.
Monday.
Monday morning at 10 o'clock. This is the Black Heritage Society parade.
Make
the
it
original
quick.
MLK parade. Not,
not the grand.
Not the so-called grand parade, which is the overly commercialized, militarized parade.
The original one. The only one that Dr. King's nephew, Derek, comes to.
This is 9 a.m.
I think it starts at 10, but yeah. The people there are usually an hour and a half to 2 hours.
8:30 at least.
And just let me know if you can help, and then I'll get with Robin and Akua and we'll figure out.
Okay, we'll try to get
tomorrow the next day. 10. Let me know by tomorrow.
Okay, very good. Any other questions?
Yes.
For Bill?
Again, you said this is the non-militarized parade, and you said where does it start and at what time?
Starts at Minute Maid Park, Texas, and Hamilton. People line up on several different streets. I'm not sure exactly where we're at. We're usually at Hamilton between Minute Maid Park and 59, in that block of Hamilton, usually. I believe it starts at 10.
They start lining up at 8:30, but the parade itself is supposed to kick off at 10.
And if we have a float with a vehicle, we usually
need to be there early.
Because
we
need to decorate that, too. We need a few people to help with that. Before we start passing out flyers.
This coming Monday.
Yes, right.
Can I add something else to
your time? Sure.
If anybody has anything to give out at that parade, not candy, but anything that can help us out, flyers or coupons or magnets or whatever that we have, that would be good too. Because they usually come up to they come to the club and kind of like
Mardi Gras thing.
Yeah, they kind of messed up, but we only have program guides or magnets. So if anybody else has anything.
The city just doesn't like you to pass out stuff that generates trash.
Uh-huh.
Like candy wrappers.
So give me donations from any businesses you guys
have. Parking bumper stickers, we could.
Yeah, you mess those up.
Hey, yeah, something that wouldn't be trash.
Yeah. But it's nice to have something that says, you know, you can listen to this show at this time.
Since we
that's
know it's...
quarter page flyers.
Right.
We want to help people connect with specific shows.
Right.
On those flyers, the black shows mostly were
mostly in Democracy Now, and I think it mentioned BBC.
Some crossover.
And the local news.
There's shows we know that are crossover
shows.
Shows.
connect the dots and use the SOS radio.
Self-determination.
I forget what else.
Self-determination.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
Thank you.
Do we have any other speakers? Well, we don't have any other speakers. What time is it, ladies and gentlemen?
8:10.
8:10. Oh, my. Don't know what to do with ourselves. So we're going to go back into session. And as I stated, we will be at D1.
Minutes approval.
So let's start with the oldest of the minutes, which would, I want to have Doc, you know, y'all need to work with me here now. He sent them electronically, so that was, it's on you. I'm going to ask him to read the minutes. These are minutes you had in front of you before, but you rejected them for whatever reasons, and you had some. He has corrected that. So our job tonight is to hear, listen, and find a reason to approve. Not a reason not to approve, because the AG want all the minutes from 2010 to 2014, so I don't want to come back to these. All right. Thank you.
I don't have a copy in front of me, and I left my computer.
Okay. Well, so, do we have someone who have their computer?
I think that maybe it would be better. I don't know what the members feel, but would it be better that maybe we approve the minutes and we all compromise that after we can check it, we can
you can always amend minutes.
Meeting,
yeah.
But at least
thank
we
you very
solve
much.
The problem of the minutes.
I hear a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I hear the motion before you.
Madam, I'm about to read a motion. I want you to hear the motion, okay? All right. The motion before us is the minutes for the special delegates meeting of
October
are approved subject to any revisions members care to make. Is that a clear enough motion?
No objection.
Yes, sir.
October special delegates meeting was approval of the bylaw changes.
No.
George take the minutes in September for the special delegates meeting regarding the removal of a member of this body from the PNB?
Yes.
And so that's the meeting that is before us now.
We actually have put those on hold to approve. Remember? We put August and September because we don't have it. That's subject to 1C. So these minutes, correct.
Regular meeting in September.
Let Mr. Ryder speak to the question.
I think that's correct. I think it was in September that the meeting was held, mm-hmm. and I took the minutes.
17.
They were presented at the next meeting and then postponed.
That's right.
And then I resubmitted them.
Are you clear on that now, Mr. Mark? So I misspoke. They're September minutes.
9/17 of 4, not October.
Not October. They're September minutes. And the motion before you, yes, ma'am.
And how does this work with that? As you know, I came to the meeting and you were nice enough to drive me home for the meeting that we
did. That was the meeting
and
of
then
the.
And then there was another meeting that I was.
That was the meeting of the 10th.
Had no clue of.
We didn't.
And then there was another meeting that was. How does that all work together then, as far as how can we approve it now when some of us didn't have that information then? Not only was that meeting canceled, but
well, no. The only reason it comports is because we declared a quorum. So in absence of 8 members or 9 members, we conduct business because we have a quorum.
But remember we discussed there's no email. Somehow some of us got disengaged
from
email. So how do we vote now for that?
You don't have to. That's your choice to, because you didn't witness it. So you could abstain. Absolutely.
Okay.
You could. Yes, sir.
So how come Melinda Eiley Doan sent out an email stating this delegates meeting on September 10th, Secretary Melinda Eiley Doan, she recorded minutes for that meeting?
He confused that piece of
paper. Well, that's not the first mistake the former secretary has made, Mr. Krafka, and that's one of the reasons we don't have a whole lot of minutes, because we sent them back for corrections, and that probably was one of them that was sent back for corrections. There's no reflection on our hard work and our hard efforts, but we've got a job to do. I mean, 2010 to 2014 of minutes. I've been chair for 3 months out of last year and this month. I'm charged with that. I need this motion to move forward. I need for us to approve these minutes and stop willy-nilly about it. Yes, ma'am.
Only that. We continue to move forward, but month by month, I've already found a glaring contradiction in the November 19th minutes.
I don't want to deal with November. We have before us, are approving the minutes for September 17th, 2014. Do I hear any objections?
Special delegates meeting.
Special delegates meeting. Do I hear any objections to the motion?
I can't vote without the information.
Well, that means abstain, not an objection. That just means we'll be quiet.
I object because I cannot vote forward. I'm sorry. Thank you. I cannot move forward.
Thank you.
I don't have
any objections. Hearing no objections, the motion passed. Now, let's get to the second minutes that we need to deal with. And that would be the minutes that are before you, that were prepared by a temporary secretary for the November 14th meeting. Now you'll be in order to have a question about those minutes.
Well, first off, the glaring contradiction that exists within the text itself is, number one, the statement of members present does not include Maria Elena Castellanos, and yet, further on the same page, down, it indicates statements made by Maria Elena Castellanos and recognizing contributions made by Greg Palace. I was obviously there at the November meeting.
Yes, ma'am, I could tell how that happened. You probably came about late.
Okay.
So we can reflect that. We can change
that.
We can reflect that. Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Without objection.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. It had to do with the minutes before?
Yeah, I'm checking because
November minutes?
I'm missing. I have more people present than the ones that are here. Oh, and what I was trying to tell is that let the record reflect that the general manager, Mr. Wayne Bradley, is not present today.
Let the record reflect that general manager Dwayne Bradley is not present.
He sent an email.
He doesn't need an excuse after this anyway.
He
can't be removed from the board, okay? So that's just a record. Now, Mr. Ryder and then Mr. Clark.
I have a couple of changes, I think. The second reference to me says George Ryder offered to review records of the LSB's assessment of Richard Uzzell as PNB director in this past. I don't remember what that is, but in any case, it wasn't the LSB's assessment of Richard Uzzell, it was the delegates' assessment of Richard Uzzell.
He was absent.
And I don't understand that I made a motion which passed to review records. I don't understand what that was.
Well, I think the best way to dispense of it, Mr. Ryder, would be that we would extract that part up from the minutes. Since you don't recall it, it can't be something that you said. Do I hear an objection from extracting that? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Point out that and above, later in this meeting, Kraft has stated that he had been absent without excuse on 2 days. And one of those 2 days, Adriana said for 2 meetings, Kraft was permitted. It was at that point, we were discussing the minutes, both of the August and September meeting, and the one with George's, which was the September 17th meeting. We were discussing minutes, and it was at that point that Hank Land moved in at the seconded that we excused Kraft for his absence, and it was then later moved to postpone the whole matter of those minutes, which was approved. The postponement was approved. And those two items all came up within the context of approval of minutes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I reviewed the November meeting. I found that in the November meeting. When we did that, I mean, this is saying here that this is not a motion. Doesn't state that was a motion approved or anything like that.
Yes, it's an action. I don't know why. Well,
let the chair speak. Since the chair did chair that meeting, there was a motion made. The motion was seconded, but the motion was never voted on.
No, because the whole matter
was postponed. So I just want to make that clear. That's why it's so important for the secretary of an organization to write only action taken, not conversations, not innuendos, not perceptions, but if there's a vote, it ought to be recorded. If there's an objection, it ought to be recorded. But we get into this entanglement when we start trying to recall what people say. So actions is what our minutes, actions taken is what our minutes should reflect. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I move that we make an addition or correction to the minutes. Under where it says later in this meeting, in that paragraph, which is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th paragraph down, after that second sentence, it says Lamb moved to excuse Kravka for cause.
No.
For cause. And then it was postponed. In that paragraph. We moved to, moved to excuse him for cause. And the motion to postpone.
Well, it also came up under the context of, I believe, approving minutes.
Well, I think what's important is there was no action taken on his motion. Are we clear about that? There was no action taken on the motion. The body did not vote on the action. The body did not vote. So there was no action taken on the motion.
Mr. Chairman, when you make a motion and it's seconded, it must appear in the minutes. If it's postponed, it must appear in the minutes that it was made, seconded, and postponed.
I don't think I'm objecting, nor are any of the members objecting to this reflection. However, it's how it's worded, so it does not reflect an action. It should reflect that a motion was made and a motion was seconded, but it can't reflect the vote.
So it should reflect.
No, it shouldn't.
Lamb moved to excuse Kravka for cause, and that motion, there was a motion to postpone that, and that passed. That's what it should say in minutes.
I don't have that on record. I don't have that on record. That may be your interpretation. But that's not what I recall as chair.
I thought you said you remembered it being postponed.
I remembered it. What you just said is different than a motion that had nothing to do with what Mr. Hank Lamb requested. That action was not taken, what he requested.
Okay.
No, but the discussion came up in the context of approval of minutes. No. Lamb was making a motion which would have in effect had corrected the minutes.
I totally agree with you, but no action was taken. No vote was taken on that, so no action was made. Not at this point. We're trying to dispense of. We don't want to get bogged down and go on tangents. Let's focus on Mr. Secretary. Do we have a motion before us? That's how far off the tangent we are.
Yeah.
I have a motion.
Well, right now, Mr. Crawford, I'm not entertaining any more motions. What I'm entertaining is what we started on, what this conversation is supposed to be focused on now, not a new one.
It's not a new one.
Well, we have to dispense of an item here that's called what?
Point of information, Mr. Chair. Does Mr. Kravka have the correct wording of how it should stay there? Is that what you're saying?
Mr. Crafter, she asked.
I have a motion. Why can't I make a motion? I was after George, and all of a sudden you went to Teresa.
I think, because motion can't be stacked, number one.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
This is all prejudicial by the secretary, who is also my accuser. She types in all this BS. Let's eliminate all this Kravka stuff out of here, and let's pass the minutes.
Thank you.
If in fact,
yes, sir.
I have some amendments to the minutes that I'd like to suggest. to eliminate essentially all the commentary and to leave in only the motions that were passed. So I'd like to suggest what they are. Later in this meeting, Kafka stated all of that is just things people said. Take it out.
Thank you. That's the second to the motion.
George Ryer announced that he was moving a report of the National Ad Hoc Committee on Program. I don't know what the National Ad Hoc Committee on Program is, but in any case, it's something I said I was going to report in the PNB report. It doesn't belong.
We're going to extract that as well.
What's that?
We extract that.
Extract that. Jim Boyd requested that the Treasurer's report be added to the agenda. I assume that was acted on and approved. So we should say approved. I'll get back to the next one in a moment.
Okay.
The one where it says George Ryder offered to review records of the LSB's assessment of Richard. Was that a motion?
It was a motion. You present the minute from the September 17, the minute from that, the Richard Nixon trial, and we were discussing that, and then you said that you will take it and review it and present it again.
So this,
that is exactly what, and we accepted without objection. I mean,
so it should read minutes of the delegates meeting,
special
delegates reading were presented by George Ryder, postponed till the next meeting.
You said that you would review with it.
I guess that's all okay. The one that says, Adriana requested a roll call vote of the decision of the chair. That belongs up above what's left now, which would be Jim Boyd's motion to put the Treasurer's report on. There is a discussion of that ruling, which says, due to the fact that the body had not acted on the minutes, President Locke ruled a point out of order. Adriana challenged the ruling of the chair. Body sustained the ruling of the chair. Before the vote on sustaining the ruling of the chair, Adriana was asking for a roll call vote on the decision, I gather.
Yes.
So that should be up there.
Right.
Up there where?
Between challenge the ruling of the chair and Jim Krafka's issue, Adriana Castaneda requested a roll call vote on the decision of the chair. Roll call vote failed. The body sustained the ruling of the chair. That's how it should read.
Yes, sir.
I think George was just saying something about was just had the motions in here, not the commentary. So if we've already seen, how do we know these were all the motions that were brought up? I guess I don't know what, if every motion was included in these notes from that day. Are we sure we're voting on every motion? We don't know. I mean, some things are included in here, some things aren't. So I mean, is this a fair documentation of every motion that was brought up that day? I guess is my question.
Go ahead.
I think that they have a solution. I think that presented before.
Mm-hmm.
We can approve these minutes the way that we amended that George just pointed right now. If all of us agree, because to change minutes require, more votes. If we agree, all of us, that if somebody finds that these minutes are really wrong and some motions are not there, this body can, it's a simple majority vote, approve the changes. I mean, not to make that difficult, the change of the minutes later on. I think that is everybody, and at least we will have those minutes approved. That is
the
only motion that they can
imagine. Are we on the fourth motion, or what are we on now?
Actually, we're past motions. We have concluded that, Mr. Ryder, you have made some suggestions.
I made an amendment. Yeah. So the thing to vote on is if you approve the amendment, then we can approve the minutes.
And what I do want to get an understanding to the acting secretary at the time of November 2014, you will be willing to make these adjustments that are being requested?
It's done by the new secretary.
Well, no, it's done by the secretary who actually recorded the minutes.
Right.
That you don't interchange secretaries because his memory is... We're based, see, ladies and gentlemen, this is why secretaries are so critical to your organization.
Question.
Well, hold on. I want to get an understanding. When George and the secretary and myself submit to you the changes that we request, would you be willing to submit the revised document to us? Thank you. Now your question, Mr.
Do we have a recording of that meeting?
Do we have a recording of the meeting?
Yes.
We do have a recording of the meeting.
And the recording is posted on
KPFT. And that recording is posted on KPFT, so all of you can listen to it.
Well, I hate to do this to you, Joseph, but I move that our current secretary listen to that tape and come back with some correct minutes.
Well, I don't believe that would be in order, Mr. Azell. I believe when you vote someone as your secretary or your vice chair or your chair, you're stuck with it. So I don't believe in putting responsibilities and doubling and tripling responsibilities of people who are overwhelmed already. When you accept a responsibility, this chair is going to hold you to it, just like you hold me to mine. So I don't think your suggestion is in order. And I'd like to we've already accepted the fact that Mr. Well, Mr. I didn't hear a second, thank God. But I believe it is in order that we allow the secretary you elected for that meeting to submit the corrections. Unless it's, yes, ma'am.
Can we please just ask George to repeat his amendment so we
yes,
can
ma'am.
Approve the amendment? And then we can approve the minutes as amended.
Okay. Mr.
Wright. Okay. So, starting from prior to the official calling of the meeting to order, and after the sentence which reads, Adriana challenged the ruling of the chair in Jim Krafka's issue, move up something which is four sentences down. Adriana Casaneva requested a roll call vote on the decision of the chair, Ray Jim Krafka's status on the LSB. The motion for a roll call vote failed. And then that paragraph would continue, the body sustained the ruling of the chair. The next sentence should simply be struck, which says later in this meeting.
Mr. Wright, I want on your copy that we're going to give to the former secretary, move that line. We've got one, two, three, four lines.
I am making those notes as we
okay, very good.
As we go. The next sentence should be struck. It is just things that were said. It doesn't belong in the minutes. The next sentence should be struck. It was just something I said about when I would report something. It should not, does not belong in the minutes. Jim Boyd requested that the treasurer's report be added to the agenda. That was presumably a motion that was passed. It should say passed. Passed with no objection. The next one, Adriana's, the next sentence is Adriana's, but that's been moved up. So the next one would be, where it says, George Ryder offered to review records of the LSB's assessment, etc. George Ryder moved approval of special delegates meeting minutes to remove Richard Uzzell as director. And it should simply say postponed.
Okay. Can you read that one?
Not passed.
George Ryder moved approval of special delegates meeting minutes to remove Richard Uzzell as director. And then it should say postponed.
Postponed.
I was
changed
to that.
It was postponed. That's what happened.
I
don't see anything wrong with the rest of it. It just
okay. While you're thinking, Mr. Crocker,
He just listed one motion, and it concluded with a postponement. So I would like the Hank Lamb motion, which ended in...
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Which but ended in postponement. I want that in there also.
But no action taken.
Right.
Okay. You object?
Yeah.
And what is your basis for objection?
Because I don't think that it's like that. I think that it's a reconstruction of things that didn't happen that way.
It's a reconstruction?
We got there the minutes. I said, if we want to continue this fight, we're trying to put something else. You know, today we have an agreement with Jim Cracker in order to go ahead. And I stopped what I was ready to do. That proved something that we discussed. If we start trying to stack the minutes with something else, I'm sorry, but that's not what.
Let me hear from you.
Okay.
Well, point of order, I guess. I don't know what else to call it. And I don't know if this is possible because I don't have my Android phone with me. But one of the things that I've done in the past when, you know, I'm editing is I'll take photos of, say, for instance, George's corrections. Take photos of them so there's, you know, there's a very high.
Very good.
I have a
well,
question.
Well,
I've
heard from you.
No,
I want to move. I'll be back.
Answer the question.
I'll be back.
I would suggest that we vote George Ryder's amendment up or down and then address Kraft's
separate motion.
Amendment.
Yes. Separate amendment, which would it be?
Yes.
Mr. Mark?
Yeah. I would just like to say that as George has amended the record, the matter that Adriana raised was ruled out of order, and that the matter should come up at the time the minutes are approved. And then there was a challenge, and there was a request for a roll call vote, and the body sustained the ruling of the chair. Consequently, we have now left open that matter to when we approved the minutes of those meetings, which we have here tonight postponed until our next meeting. Which means that whether Hank's motion is in the minutes or not, we can save ourselves a lot of heartache, because any member of this board is free to make that motion at the time we approve the minutes, when we finally get to them.
Thank you for pointing that out. Would that suffice, Mr. Crocker, your concerns and your opportunity to do so at the point in time?
The chair spoke with his own voice in response to Robert Marr and said, you specifically said, Hank Lamb made that motion, and it was not voted upon because it was postponed.
It wasn't postponed. An item that Hank, just like we stacking motions on top of motions on top of motions, so in a hurricane, it never got dispensed.
But you remember it, right?
You are trying to reconcile.
But what we're trying to do, and I believe Mr. Mark addressed what you want to do, you're just not doing it at the appropriate time.
As with Adriana the first time, this man.
And this is why I get in trouble.
And if there's no record of a motion being made, we'll make it again. And we'll have the fight when we approve the minutes, which is the time that it should be taken up.
Minutes approved subject to the changes requested.
Point of information. Are we approving? Is there a motion to approve George
yes.
Ryder's change?
Yes.
Is that what we're voting on?
That's where we are now, trying to get to a vote.
No objection.
Those in favor, raise hands, please.
No
those opposed,
no
the chair declares no objections. Thank you. Now, the motion passed. All right, now, here we are.
We need, Dwayne, uh-huh. Point of order.
Yes, sir.
We need to approve the minutes as amended. We just amended the minutes. We should approve the minutes as amended.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, approved.